5, 4, 3, 2. All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Welcome back, fam. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode 180. Before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirts like this one, I'm not sure if Chris has one on. Do you have one on?
I know I got Godzilla one.
Okay, okay. Sponsored by Godzilla. It's all good. If you guys want to get some official t-shirts, head over to themediahijack.com. Grab you some t-shirts. Also, if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, we're live every... We're switching back to Tuesday, right?
Yes, Tuesdays.
So next week, in a few days, we're going to have another episode on Tuesday. Yes. And then we're going to stick... We're going to go back to our Tuesday at 6 o'clock Eastern.
Sorry, guys. It's all my fault. I gotta...
It's all good. It's all good. We're just flowing with you now. All right. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Give us that 5-star frog splash. And then visit our YouTube. Give us that subscribe. And, yeah, leave us comments there. All right. So today's first topic, Chris, is going to be covering the Flatwoods Monster, which is like it's another UFO alien story.
Yeah.
I know you guys love this stuff because it's like UFO stuff. It's like all over the news and it's still popping right now.
Man, been popping for like almost 100 years now.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? How like there's more UFO stuff that's on the news now. And like the old me would have been super excited. But now It's like, I don't know. It's not that exciting.
Oh, because we're so used to it now. Like, we're conditioned to like...
There you go. We're conditioned
now.
They're
getting us ready. They're getting us ready for Project Bluebeam or something. I don't know, but...
I hear that so much. A fake alien invasion. It's like... How does all these people know this stuff? It's so crazy.
Right?
Yeah, I was like... If someone knew about Project Bluebeam... Like, if you're the director of the Project Bluebeam project, and then you're like, all right, we're going to do this, but then everybody's talking about it on the internet, wouldn't that spoil your plan?
Yeah, I would think so.
I'd be like, they spread my shit out like that.
Or for us to accept a new alien overlord, so we won't be too scared. But like, okay, we've been conditioned for years, like seeing like UFOs showing up on cameras and getting footage and all that. So when they show up now, they're gonna be like some join us type shit. We'll accept them, but it'll probably be evil. But we'll accept it as our new new alien overlords.
I like that. Yeah, or maybe like we already control you guys. You just gotta believe it and accept it, because We're already doing it. You just
we're here.
It's okay now.
We've been doing it.
Yeah, the tall whites, the tall white overlords. That might be our Tuesday episode. I've been looking into that.
Tall white.
Yeah.
Like the big brother of the grays, or.
Well, it's just a different race.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, so before Chris gets started, I'm going to be showing guys some videos like from the news about some recent UFO videos that's been captured by... the first one is captured by Michelle Reyes. Her and her daughter was flying on an airplane, and then, you know, they were going to New York, and then, you know, you're just recording a video outside the window, and then a metallic object just flies across by. Have you seen that?
No, hell no.
Yeah, this one is new, so I'm going to play the video now. Here we go.
Next story. Michelle Reyes was flying over New York City with her daughter, and she was sitting by a window when she did what a lot of us do. We, you know, take pictures out the window. Nice video of the New York skyline. It's an amazing view. But what Michelle did not expect to see was a cylinder-shaped object zipping across her line of sight. Near LaGuardia Airport.
Look at that.
Was it a bug inside the plane, maybe?
Oh, stop.
Well, she played the video back to look, and no, it was not a bug.
Definitely not. It could be like some Mexican mom throwing her slippers. The chacla.
Cross country.
like this speed. Motherfucker throwing... Yeah, it might be like somebody's like fucking slippers.
Almost took out a plane.
Yeah, so that was like that was going around the news, and then it's all over. It's viral, like on the internet, and people's like, And then it reminds me of this other UFO footage where Joe Rogan talks about where they flew it in a regular propeller plane, and then someone caught like a damn unidentified flying object going straight towards them, but then making a quick turn. Oh. And it's like, it's one of like the best footage because it's like the most clear too. And it looks similar to what that lady just recorded in the airplane. They're just like these random like objects just flying through the sky. And like, how does like, it doesn't make sense with like the shape and stuff. Like, how is it flying like that, right? It's not using no propulsion. It doesn't look like it. It's just, it's like just floating like, phew.
It's being pulled by something.
Yeah.
Pushed by something, but.
What's the technology behind it? The shape is so weird. Like, it doesn't make sense, you know?
But it always looks smooth, though, in some kind of way.
Yeah. I have another video before we get to your topic. This is another recent UFO, like an anomaly. It's weird.
Onto a commercial flight, looking out your window.
Okay.
And seeing this. This happened. I'm sorry.
What is that?
This is a passenger on the plane. Looks out the window.
The tire shape shifting
UFO.
This
was filmed in June. The traveler sees that. An object apparently changing shapes in seconds.
What?
Oh. Is it a shape-shifting object? Is it Bezos? Is it Branson? What is it? Is it a UFO?
Mal, go for it. What do you see?
I have no... Okay, I'm looking at this for the first time. I wanted to be surprised.
Is somebody going to heaven?
Yeah, it's so... I don't know. And then, like, other people were saying maybe it's like a lens refracting thing with the camera. But I think that could be possible. But then I think this person was seeing it with their naked eye before they started recording. Like, it wasn't something like, oh, I pull up my camera, oh, I can see this. I think they were seeing it with their own eyes. Yeah, but that's another weird one.
It looked like, what's that movie, Nope? You ever seen that?
I saw maybe 5 minutes when they kill the horse.
Yeah, basically, like, the clouds are like the UFOs, but it can, like, shape-shift and, like, blend in and look like other clouds, so that's what it reminded me of.
Man, that sounds about right. That sounds like what's happening, you know? They're all cloaked out, and, hey, I'm a cloud.
And then you'd be like, hey, man, that cloud's been sitting there for, like, 3 days and hasn't moved. What the?
It's turning into a cube.
Yeah. Right? Why is it getting closer?
It's a weird cloud. All right, let's get into this Flat Woods Monster story by Chris Unholy.
All right, Flat Woods Monster. All right, so this story, I heard about this just randomly, like, watching another video about Appalachian Mountains. And in the Appalachian Mountains video, they were talking about just... the weird tales are out there, and one of them was that I heard was this one, the Flatwoods Mountains, which this took place in like West Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. So that's around that whole Appalachian Mountain area. And so back in like September 12, 1952, was it the people's name? Edward May, Freddie May, Neil Nelly, and Tom Hare. They were like just three kids outside playing at the elementary school park. And they saw like this bright light just streak overhead and like land on this farm nearby. It was like a Bailey Fisher's farm. That's where the object crashed down at. Just came across the sky. Boom, hit the ground. Kids were like, oh shit, let's go tell mom. So they went back to the house. Actually, Edward May, the one of the kids, because I think the age ranged from like 8 to 9 or something. So they're like kids. And so Edward May, one of the kids of this group, that's who the house they went to, and they wound up grabbing Kaylin May, his mother. They ran up to their mother, was like, hey, mom, we just saw something crash outside. Let's go, because we need to go check it out. And it landed over at the Fisher's farm. And the mom's like, okay, cool, everybody stay calm. And I think she had a toddler, too. She grabbed a kid, because she's at home watching, like, his baby sister or whatever. She grabbed a kid, and then before they left, she wound up calling the National Guardsman, like some 18, 19-year-old kid. And then also and they brought the family dog with them too. So a dog was an eyewitness.
They questioned that dog. The dog seen some things.
So they all gathered up together and they went up to the actual crash site. And when they got there, they saw like this. There was just smoke everywhere. But then they saw like this pulsating like red light, just boom,
whoop,
boom,
whoop, whoop,
just
whoop,
flashing
whoop, like whoop, a ball whoop. Of fire, right?
Yes, it's like I don't even know what this is, like just a light. So I'm guessing like this. It wasn't really like fire, just like energy, I guess. I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay, so like this incident, I'm not sure you mentioned it, but this incident, it happened in 1952, right?
Yeah, September 12, 1952.
Yeah, so this is a long time ago. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty much after World War II.
Right. Yeah. This is like, this is around the era where like the Cold War was like hitting, like kicking off. Like, you know, right after World War II, it was like Cold War. Everybody trying to get nukes. Mm-hmm. The knowledge of people learning about UFOs, because even though this was still like a new concept back then compared to, you know, like we talked about earlier, we're so used to UFO sightings now. It's kind of like, but back then it was like so much a huge event because they, people just being introduced for the first time. Like, oh man, like aliens, life can exist off this planet. Like,
with
oh,
big
shit,
eyeballs.
Like,
yeah,
kidnap us, put probes in our butt. Like, so back then, so when the story came out about about this, immediately everybody in the town knew, like, oh shit, like that, we know it's an alien. It's an alien that's crashed. So that's why they reacted with the people, these kids and the kid's mom and whatnot. How they reacted, what he did. So that's why they ramped the hill, because that was that time era where like everybody was paranoid.
Yeah,
communism, all types of shit. So
and this was like, go ahead.
What's up?
Oh, I was saying, like, and this was at, like, a time where, you know, there's no social media. There's not a lot of forms of entertainment. So when stuff like this happens, like, if it happens, like, in a small town like this, of course, everybody's going to go, you know, investigate, see what's going on. And I don't think nobody was trying to gain more followers at this time. They're just trying to investigate.
The main thing that happened in those towns back then were, like, them tiny-ass towns were, like, the town drunk. Like, it's the biggest problem in the town, like. He's like one dude, like Mayberry from Andy Griffin Show or some shit, you know? So, I mean, yeah, so when they was probably like, oh my God, this never happens in small town USA in West Virginia.
Right.
So like I said, they got to the top of the hill, smoke was everywhere, and that's when they saw like this flashing, like red light. And so the boy, what was his name? Lemon. I think So the guardsman, the National Guardsman that got called too, his name was Eugene Lemon. And he's the one that the Kathleen May had called the mother. So when they all went up there, Eugene Lemon, he went up to the top of the hill with them. And when he flashed his light around, he saw like a creature, like with his light. As soon as he turned around, he saw this creature that he said like it was like 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
And the head was shaped like a spade, like, you know, like a spade on a car, you know?
Uh-huh.
And this is it would have appeared to be dark with a head metal dressing on his head.
Yeah.
But it was like just like, and he said like he had these long fingers, like almost like claw like. And as soon as the light like got onto the creature, it hissed and flew towards the group. And everybody just like started splitting and running apart in different ways and falling down hills and stuff. Everybody just ran for their life.
It hissed. And it hissed like a snake.
Yeah, the creature. It hissed like a snake. Yes.
Mm.
But it was 10 feet tall.
10 feet tall. Red face, glowing eyes.
Yeah, but it has like a spade like.
Like a hood, right? Like a spade like hood.
Yes, actually, we have a picture of it, right?
Yeah, we have a picture. Let's let me guys show you what the drawing looks like from these people. Yes, so that's what it looks like. They drew it up, and you can tell it was a very old photo. But that's the picture, and here's a close up of it.
Yeah,
kind of like a close up, but then here's like a drawing like where it compares the size of the man to the creature.
Yeah, so this is from like the, because after this incident many years later they actually made a museum, because it's a small town, you know, you gotta make your money when you can get it. And so they made a museum completely dedicated towards like the Flatwoods Monster. And this is like a picture of a comparison of how it is compared to like, I guess, a 6 foot, an average, like 6 foot man, you know, I guess.
Yeah, it looks, dude, that looks freaking crazy, because it doesn't look like your average alien that you would think of, right? Like, usually the aliens we think of is like little bodies, big head, big eyeballs, and little slit mouths. But this is like completely different. So I know like this has to be real.
It looks like a little.
Yeah, and he's wearing a dress. Like come on.
Yeah, like a crown, like the thing that goes behind, like, you know, the collar, I guess.
It's like some royal shit, dude.
Yes, and then so, and you'll see why. I'm going to get to a little bit what this may be. Actually, because there's other eyewitness accounts, too, where people saw this creature, too, and hear a little bit more about another eyewitness I'm going to tell you in a little bit has a more deeper description of what this actually is.
What is I'll get it? To it. I'm curious.
I'll get to it in a second. Also, too. They said like the creature had like it was like levitating too. It wasn't even on the ground.
Damn, I was gonna say that next, because in the picture it didn't look like it had any feet.
Yeah, it's just like hovering with a dress or something got on. And then the one thing that happened too while the people were there Everyone that was there was suffering from like nauseating effects because they said that while they was there, they were smelling like sulfur or something like disgusting in the air. And so in the days that followed the event, a lot of them were like puking and having like these really bad coughs because whatever they was like, just taking in, like they was breathing, it was hurting.
You think they have some type of radiation poison?
I guess from what they were saying is that, I guess doctors looked at them. They said they had like signs like of having exposure to mustard gas, just like irritation, like which basically irritates your respiratory system and all that. But I'm like, so was it the military that threw the mustard gas, or what you trying to say? Because they, yeah, so
interesting.
Yeah, so because see where I'm at. Okay, so after that whole incident, there was like another similar incident as well too. Now, mind you, this incident right here happened, I think it was like a week prior, because like the September 12th, 1952 incident wasn't exactly the first time this creature made an appearance. Because after this incident, well, this lady came forward, whether it's true or not, who knows, because you know people don't lie about shit.
Mm-hmm.
She came out saying that, hey, like just a week prior, like I was walking on a trail, I was going to this location and that, and I normally take the road, but I want to take a shortcut this day to get to my location because it'll cut my trip in half. But I guess when she was walking through, she saw like on top of a hill like this glowing like beam of light, and then it kept fading and going away. And then she said like that's when she just kept seeing like this weird, like a weird light. That's all she kept saying. That's what she saw over there. She said that she kept saying like, well, at first I thought it was like people out there trying to hunt foxes or something, and. She's like, you know, because I think there's a term for it called fox chasing. The term fox chasing. Basically, she thought it was like people going out there with, you know, torches or whatever, lanterns, going out there to go at night to go kill some foxes, you know, keep them from killing their hens or whatever. And come to find out, apparently it wasn't, because when she kept going further, she saw a tall figure, like silhouetted, but wearing like this metal dress or something and just hovering. And it just stood there in the dark. And she screamed and she ran the hell up out of there. And so that was supposed to have been a week prior to the September 12th incident.
So it's been there.
Yeah, so but the incident that got the attention the most was when the one where something crashed landed. Because I probably had like a whole lot of eyewitnesses in town probably saw something. So that gained the biggest point of news of like.
So maybe they were visiting a lot before, but then that one time, like they lost control of their own spaceship.
Got drunk.
Like, whoa, so slow down, Billy. God damn it.
Oh, no.
Like, good thing we're in, like, the, you know, like, the country. Flatwoods. Brackton County.
It's like, mom's going to kill us.
Or their overlord.
Right, the overlord's going to kill us.
Like, you guys cannot come back now. You tainted our... Like, they got a drawing of us, motherfuckers.
Now you got...
They done drew us.
Now you gotta stay there.
Bob says, where's Lizzie? She's in the living room.
Yeah, Lizzie. How's she?
She's good. She's pretty hyper. But then when it's nap time, it's nap time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like a child. Yeah, she likes to lay like everywhere. Like she'll lay on you and then that's it. She's gone.
My kind of dog.
Yeah, she loves a lot of attention. But then, you know. She's super chill when it's time to chill.
Mm.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Like 10 weeks.
Damn, she looks it too. Yeah. She young. That's all. I was like, oh man, she a year yet?
No, yeah. She tiny. Yeah,
she looks cool. I like her. I like her already.
Yeah, she's cool. I taught her how to sit already.
Damn.
Next week, she's going to be rolling on the ground.
Things will be like, next week, she'll be driving me to work.
Now roll. All right, what else we got on this Flatwoods monster?
Okay,
why do they call it a monster? That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, Flatwood. Well, I guess like the people would call it a monster because back then I don't think people know how to describe a UFO. So it's like a monster because now we would say a UFO, but because that clearly looks like a damn alien.
Yeah, well the picture it looks. I wouldn't call that a monster. That'd be like some type of alien, you know.
Alien Emperor. Like, that's what it looked like.
That is a crazy drawing, though. Well, it does look like a monster with the hands.
Oh, yeah. Also, okay, so like this last part of the story was, and this is the last sighting they ever had of this creature. So, as the day after the September 12th incident in Flatwoods, another strange sighting occurred near Strange Creek, about 20 miles south of Flatwoods. Reportedly, George and Edith Stenskowski and their 18-month-old child were driving and through a rural area, and whatever, whatever. Anyways, this family was going through a rural area, and when they the car broke down, and they were stuck on the side of the road. And so when they pulled off to the side of the road, husband and wife got the car, baby's in the car. But while they're out there, they're trying to figure out the plan, like, okay, how are we going to get this car fixed? We're stuck out here. And then they actually started smelling like a foul air and a smell. I mean, it's the foul air and the smell. A foul smell in the air. Mm-hmm. And once they smelt it, the baby in the car started crying because it started smelling and it's probably hurting the baby nose and all that.
Baby nose can't handle it.
Yeah, it's sensitive baby nose, like a little button. and so after, like, when they went inside the car to try to tend to the baby and try to figure out, like, okay, how are we going to go, this creature popped up in front of the car.
The same one in the picture?
Same one. But this time, they said, like, I'm trying to get this description down perfectly. It says, a strange bright light filled the darkness, and a couple witnessed a 10-foot-tall creature hovering in front of their car. The description is similar to that of the original sighting, except the monster was not wearing what it was presumed to be a spear-shaped hood. Instead, its hood was reportedly reptilian and bony. So that little thing that's over the head is like a hood, I guess. But this time, when they saw the creature, right, this sounds like more reptilian and bony looking.
Wait, so
like
that hood? You're talking about that spade hood, right?
Yes, yeah,
that's behind its head.
Yeah, or it goes over, because they said like it didn't have it at all.
Man, this is some royalty shit, dude. This is crazy. Yeah.
And it's saying, like, instead, its head was reportedly reptilian and bony. The creature dragged its lizard-like can across the hood of the car before drifting away into the woods. As soon as the monster left out of sight, the car restarted and a couple sped away. Like,
damn, that's crazy. Because the wild thing is, I've never heard anything like this before, especially with how it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this story the whole time? Since the 1950s, it had been, what, pushed under the rug the whole time?
Man, Appalachian Mountains got a lot of stories, man. I'm starting to realize this. They have a ton of stories.
Yeah, that makes me wonder how many other stories that hasn't been uncovered with all these little small towns across the whole world, basically. You know, because every little small town, they have their own little folklore, like their own, you know, scary story, their own boogeyman. But it's not, you know, it hasn't been, like, spoken, like, out loud, like, on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, you know, in Cambodia, where we had that folklore where the lady head, it's like a curse where the lady head comes off the head at night, and she floats around, like, eating, like, dead stuff.
That's still horrifying with the spine hanging out.
Yeah, because it makes no sense, right? Like, your whole spine come out, how are you still alive? But then at the end of the night, when it's done eating, it goes back on top of the head like a damn fantasy movie.
And then you just go back to your regular life. Don't even know.
Yeah, and that's like the folklore, like in Cambodia.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, you know? Like, you have to see it for yourself, or you would never believe that. Just like this story. The story just came out of nowhere. But they got, like, drawings and stuff. Like, this dude is just out here just drawing. Like, in 1950s, right? There's not really a lot of entertainment back then like that. So for him to create something like this from, like, a drawing, it looks, I don't think that's from his imagination. I think he really did see this creature or this alien or whatever it is.
Man, it had, like, when it crashed at that farm that one night, it had, like, 8 eyewitnesses, damn near. I think it was, like, 8 or something. But
damn, that's a lot.
Gang of people. They all...
West Virginia.
Right. And so because, it, like, and also, too, this is when, after the night of September 12th, sometime after the night of September 12th, when the United States government started investigating, they actually put in a part of their Project Blue Book, which is like their catalog of all UFO events, everything. Like, they keep cataloging all that shit. And they continued on investigating about it until, like, I guess a trail went cold. But supposedly they said they couldn't find anything further about it. Probably lying, but...
Shit, it's probably locked up in their basement.
Yeah.
It's probably locked up in a government facility. They're like, nope, we're keeping this, and we know how to keep it alive.
Yep. And now with this whole with the guy who had a story the night after September 12th, where his family car got stuck on the side of the road. He was like, we saw it didn't even have a hood. It was like a reptile face and bony looking.
A reptilian?
And, yeah, I guess he lost his hood or something. Like, maybe he had to go to the bathroom. He had to check out his bathroom. What's that?
He lost his rank.
Yeah, right.
You better put that hooded outfit back. You don't deserve that shit, you damn reptilian. You know, it's like calling like a Indian person a shapeshifter. Like, they get offended. And then, like, being called a reptilian, it's like, man, that's old, you know? Like, you don't call them reptilian. They get offended by that.
Right.
I mean, what would they call them now, right? If they weren't called, like, a reptilian? Like, what would be, like, a more proper name to call these beings?
Amphibian bipedal beings.
Bam. Put them in a book.
But just to be sensitive about it. Reptile is racist.
That's super PC. Yeah, I don't know what you would call like a reptilian race without actually calling them a reptilian.
I think amphibian is more.
I think that they might be offended by that too, because they're like, no, we're like a more intelligent version.
Right. Reptilian was my grandfather.
Yeah, it's like, don't you call me a reptilian. I go by Trevor name. Or some shit.
That was my slave name.
I'm just Trevor. Advanced being.
Yeah, but that's it for the story. That was the last bit of that. And that's how the story ends.
That was pretty good. Yep. That's a new alien story under, you know, we got that on the books now.
All right. Check that off.
Yep. Boop. All right, I got a story. All right, so a newborn baby comes back to life from the dead after being sprinkled with holy water. Okay. You guys heard about this?
No.
All right, so a new baby girl, she was initially dead by doctors. But then, you know, they stunned everybody when she showed up back to life at her funeral when, you know, the priest was throwing holy water on her. All right, so this incident occurred last Friday where a woman, she was 32 weeks pregnant. She was admitted to the hospital due to breathing difficulties. And the doctors, they were concerned about the well-being of the baby. So the doctors recommended like an urgent C-section to give maybe the premature baby could have a fighting chance if they can get the baby out in time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after the operation, the baby showed no signs of life. No breathing, movement, there's no pulse in the baby. So the baby was pronounced dead. And then the body was given to the father so, you know, they could prepare for the burial. So as they were doing the funeral, right, the priest, he arrived and he sprinkled holy water over the baby's body. And then one of the uncles approached the coffin and he noticed, like, the lifeless baby, like, the head was moving. He was like, what the hell? Like, he started to freak out. I was like, this is a ghost baby now? But then when they looked closer, the baby was breathing. And then they felt a heartbeat. They're like, holy shit, this baby's still alive. So, yeah, so they immediately took the baby to the hospital. And then, you know, they basically got the baby back on to a path of a life or a future. Because the baby only weighed like 600 grams. I don't know, you weigh baby by grams. But that sounds really light, right? For a baby.
It's like a premature baby.
Yeah, super premature. So 600 grams, placed in an incubator and, you know, an intensive care unit. So, and then the father, her parents named the baby Milagros de Jesus, meaning miracle of Jesus. Mm. And the baby's alive. Thank God for that holy water, huh?
Man, you know... Yo, what if the baby grows up to be like Hitler?
That's a story. That's a movie right there.
That would be so insane. Like, we done.
Imagine like you have a baby, right? And then like you take the baby to go get blessed. And then the priest throws like holy water. Mm-hmm. And the baby's like, ah.
It burns.
What would a reaction of a parent be seeing your child get burned by holy water?
Oh, why is the water so hot? Let's take the baby and leave. I'm like, okay, we gotta get up out of this town.
How dare you throw acid on my baby? It's like, it's not acid. It's just regular water. That's bliss.
It's actually really cold. I don't know.
Prove it. And then he drinks it. But yeah, man, if I ever see that in real life, kill the baby.
No, I don't know. Shit,
I would be like, where's the knife?
They could be our greatest savior or the devil.
Where's the knife? It could be Hitler part two.
No, take the baby to the Vatican and they'll watch over the baby. That'd be the worst decision.
Yes, we got another one. It's like, we got another one. We get start the training program.
We already have a cell for them and everything. Let's toss them a cell.
Imagine the Vatican, right? They have like a little, like a place where they have all these special children that were born in the world. And they were the one that took them. Like, hey, we're going to take the baby off your hand. You have no idea what to do with this child, but we do. And they take all the special children from all around the world.
Just collect them.
And they create like an elite group. And they call it like Umbrella Jesus Academy.
Oh.
Right?
I was wondering if that's where you're going to leave with that.
Pretty good, right? It could be something like that. You know, like, shit. A group of like really talented, special people with special powers. Abilities.
I'm going to raise you.
That's
be part of Team Jesus.
Team Jesus.
Nah. Vatican got some weird shit, man. They even have like investigators and stuff. And I found this out too with like exorcism. Only an exorcism can only be called an exorcism as if the Vatican approves of it.
Yeah, they got to verify.
Yeah, and it's like, what? Then what if it doesn't match up to your criteria? Then it's like, well, it ain't real.
Yeah. Then we write in the book, up, oh, false.
Okay, we're leaving. Grab your stuff.
That's cap.
We're gonna bill you guys too.
What Bob's in chat?
There's an episode on the Grim. This monster dude goes and kills babies, saves lives in the future. The monster sees the baby future, massacring people. So it's like a time travel show.
It just goes around killing babies.
That's awful.
If you were to put in a time machine, right, and then they told you, hey, you gotta go back and kill Hitler as a child, could you do that? There's a long pause.
I want to take baby Hitler and raise him.
Wow.
Raise him in Atlanta.
Teach him the ways, huh?
Man, dice.
Throw dice. Yeah. I think Hitler, like, as a child, he was misunderstood, and he wasn't given a lot of access to where he can channel a lot of his energy, because he was like a talented artist. He was into like a lot of shit, dogs. But
yeah, he was like crazy about dogs. I heard he was.
Yeah, he had like a passion for a lot of stuff, but there wasn't a lot of outlets for him to channel his energy or whatever it is. So he came across like some people, and then, you know, the rest is history.
I be thinking the reason why
he sure was a painter.
I believe that the only reason why psychopaths like him like dogs is because they can control him. I don't think it's got anything to do with, oh, I love him. They do what I say type shit.
So Caesar Milan would be like halfway psycho.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
The dog whisperer, because he likes to control all. It's like, imagine this power, right? I can control 300 dogs at one time. That's a lot of power.
Yeah, I can kill it. I can do a whistle, and every dog in the household in America will start killing their owner. Like some sleeper cells. Yeah, that's shit, you know?
Maybe Caesar Milan might be Hitler and reincarnated, but then he's doing good now. It's like changing people's lives and, you know, turning these dogs around.
This is a reward?
Yeah. You come back as a dog whisperer, and we're going to give you that power.
It says, Bob says, it's a folklore show where Grimm would be able to see monsters, and only the Grimm or other monsters can see the true form. Oh.
Like, he has, like, a sixth sense, basically. Okay. Like, he can see stuff we can't see.
You seen the show?
No, but I think that's what... Oh. It sounds like that's what she's talking about.
Oh, okay. Sounds good, though.
Like, you ever met a child that can see dead people?
Yeah,
you close the door on them. Tell them to leave the house.
That, like, long time ago. This is like right at the end of high school, I think, or whenever it was. Me and one of my best friends, we got home from school one day, and I went over to his house. When I got there, he's like, "Hey, man, look, come inside. You got to see this shit." And then he's like, "Hey, be quiet," because we walked in the house. We were stuck in the house. And his nephew was in the house. I didn't know that until I got in there. His nephew was like three now, like three back then, or something like two or three, maybe like two or three, whatever. So we walk in the house, and like when you walk in, you see like the kitchen straight ahead, but to the right is like the living room. And then he's like, "Look," and we like looking like he's like in the corner, and he's like just laughing, and he's like he's like clapping and like slapping his thighs. He's like facing the corner, and we was like, "What is going on?" He was like, "We gotta get little baby Nathan out of here."
Damn, that's scary.
He's bringing his house child, and I haven't seen him since he was a toddler, but he's like, I think Greg off to college now. Jesus Christ,
damn,
but, right? I didn't want to think about it, but I want to ask him. Like, I was like, I want to sound weird, but do you remember her talking to anything in the corner? You look at me like I'm fucking crazy.
You ever had like an imaginary friend? Like, that's what I'm gonna ask Ruby the next time I see her. Cause she's like, okay, she's my niece, right? And then a long time ago, when she was a baby, she used to take selfies of her using her mom's phone. But then one day she took a selfie, and there was literally a freaking ghost right behind her face, everything, freaking eyebrows got done, eyeballs, like a little mouth. It looks like an Asian ghost that you would see in a Japanese horror movie. So I was like, damn, this is crazy. Something. And this is when I was living with my brother at that time. So through the house. Had a weird energy, man. When I was by myself there, that shit felt heavy. And then every time the internet went out and I was alone, and my brother, for some reason, he has the internet router in the attic. And I was like, damn, I can't wait for my brother to come home to use the internet. I was like, I need to use the internet now, you know? Because I was trying to play an online game. I was like, fuck it. So every time I had to reset the internet, it was a challenge, dude. It always felt like something was watching me the whole time. And then the crazy thing about like this whole thing, right? So Ruby, she caught a picture of the ghost. And then, you know, ever since like that, like I thought she was like a baby that sees ghosts. Yeah. So like a few days later, after she took that picture, I came home from work, right? I opened the door. The first thing I see was Ruby. She was sitting at like a, you know, her little, a table where she drinks tea and stuff, and she was drinking tea with the empty seat across from her, and she's talking to somebody. This is right when I opened the door. It was
tea time.
I was like, "You're gonna do tea time like in the front of the living room?" I was like, "Don't you got your own room? You got to do it here so I can see you." And then I had chills. You're right. When I saw that, I had chills. It's almost like something like saw me and they ran away, but I had like cold chills. I was like, that was fucking creepy, dude.
Ruby, can you take that to the garage, please?
I was like, can you play tea time in your room? Not where everybody can see you?
Well, us normal humans have to walk through? Like,
yeah. And then, like, meanwhile, my brother and his wife, they're somewhere else in the house. It's just Ruby by herself. Tea time. Where the other chair? What's the other chair doing there?
Mr. Ooga Booga.
Yeah, it was a bit creepy. It was creepy.
Oh, right. Actually, they got an imaginary movie coming out. I think it's called If.
If?
Like, it's called If, but it means imaginary friend. It's like
abbreviated. Oh, yeah, with that dude, the white guy from Deadpool.
Yeah. Zac Efron. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. What did I say?
Oh, there you go. That's one of the bad. Thank you.
I said Zach. Nah, but yeah. What else we got?
Okay, I got a story. This is an AI story. This shit is crazy. All right, so in my hometown of Baltimore, there was an incident at this school. I don't know what school it was. I can't remember the name of it right now. But this teacher by the name of Dazan Darian, he's like 31 years old. He's being charged with stalking, theft, and disruption of school operations and retaliation against a witness. Long story short, he put online this recording of the school principal, because him and the school principal, and he's like I said, he's actually this guy, Dazan Darian, he's a school athletic director, And so him and the principal have been butting heads for a while at the school or whatever, whatever, whatever. And so he wound up posting this recording of this conversation that he had online with, or I don't know if he's like, he overheard a conversation or he was spying on the principal, but the principal was being, he had a recording of the principal calling kids the N-word at the school, talking stuff about other parents at the school, about, and there's all racial stuff, talking about Jewish kids at the school, just being full-blown racist, right? And so all hell broke loose at this school. And, you know, it got so bad where the principal was getting death threats, the faculty and staff was getting death threats, all because this guy took the recording and he played it online and it's circulating. Everybody just jumped on it, trying to just tear these people to fucking shreds. Right. Well, after an investigation, they actually find out that it was actually an AI of the dude's voice. The guy had used an AI of the principal, an AI voice of the principal, created a whole racist, like, scenario where he was, because talking shit about kids and teachers and all that, and he put it online, and the reason why he did this too is because the principal was getting on his ass about how I guess at one time this dude, the Dazon Darian, he like fired somebody one time and without the principal's approval, and the principal didn't like that. You know, obviously you're undermining the principal, you can't be just firing folks like that. And then also this girl, I guess, worked, was like a like, was like a assistant coach or something like that, and the money that she's supposed to be receiving, she never got her money that she received, and so the money went missing, and so I guess the principal had like criminal accusations against, you know, Dazon Darian for stealing like $1,900 something, like $61 or something like that. So so that's why the principal was always on his ass, like, hey, he's probably stealing from a school and he's firing folks, like, all right. And so I guess when the principal started pressing him, that's when Dazon Darian created this fake AI voice of the principal, and that's when the internet went after his ass. Principal's getting death threats, and mind you, Baltimore's like 75-80% black folks. It's a lot of black people in that city, and black folks don't like racism, and the principal's white, so they was like immediately like went for his ass. But this guy named Hanny Farid, he's a professor at the University of California, and he specializes in digital forensics. He actually helped the police analyze the AI recording, and that's when he broke it down, like, oh yeah, this is not real, this is an AI recording. Like, and he even talked about saying, like, hey, like, AI is good, but it's always gonna make flaws. You can always detect it, you just gotta know what you're looking
for. Right.
And he's like, and this is not real. This guy fucking paid for this with some money to get an AI voice of his boss to create hell, chaos. I don't know, but so yeah, so the guy, Dazon Darian, his ass is locked up right now for this shit. They're trying to figure out how to, like, they're trying to figure out how should they go forward with his, like, with his charges, because this is an AI crime. Like, what?
Yeah,
like,
well, what? He's doing, like, some false accusation type of stuff. Like, he's using, like, something that's not real, which is crazy, because, like, anybody that has, like, a presence online, like, for example, people that do podcasts, we got thousands of hours of recordings of us talking, right? So if anybody, if we ever made, like, a, you know, like, a, like, where someone doesn't like us like that, an enemy, that was the word I was looking for. If we ever made, like, an enemy, right, and they wanted to sabotage us, they could do it so easily, because all they got to do is just give AI, like, a couple episodes of our podcast, right? And then they tell the AI, it's like, all right, using the voice of Billy, write a script on something that would actually, you know, tarnish, like, his character. And they could do it so easily. Because they've done it with popular celebrities like Joe Rogan, where they made him say, like, a lot of stuff that's not even true. And now, like, there's a lot of shit with Joe Rogan where we just don't know what is true unless you actually listen to, like, to his show, and, you know, if you know his character. Because there was this one video I was watching, a YouTube video, where it talks about, like, this UFC fighter, but it's like a documentary about the UFC fighter in the voice of Joe Rogan. And then I was like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, where did Joe Rogan find the time to do a documentary about this one fighter? It was like an hour documentary. I was like, ain't no way Joe Rogan did this. Like, that's not even, like, in his line of work to do, like, a voiceover for a documentary for, like, an upcoming fighter. I was like, he doesn't have time for that. And then later I found out, yeah, he didn't do that. But it sounded so real. You know, it sounded like his voice, but then he talks, like, he used, like, like, and he repeats stuff, like, twice. Like a human. Yeah, I was like, this shit sounds real as shit. It was crazy.
Got all the mannerisms.
Yeah, all the mannerisms. It was wild. I was like, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. That's what with this story right here, the guy Hanny Farrett, the digital forensics dude, he was saying that like we live in a day and age where he says for just a few dollars anyone can harness artificial intelligence to make audio, visual, deep fakes. Stakes are high, but deep fakes detection software doesn't always get it right. He also says that it's particularly poignant here that this is a Baltimore school principal. This is not Taylor Swift. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Elon Musk. It's just some guy trying to get through his day. It shows the vulnerability, how anybody can create this stuff, and they can weaponize it against anybody.
Right.
So he's got a point, man. He said, this ain't even just like for like no big wig. This is like just a high school principal. He says, and the fact that we can just, for a few dollars, can actually possibly ruin somebody's entire life.
Right.
Man, that's what I'm like. That's what I'm saying. Like, I get what they're probably going to charge him with, but as for going forward, if using AI to assault or maybe get people killed eventually, which is going to happen, what the fuck? You got to create a law for like AI as a weapon and now and all this stuff. You know, it's like,
yeah, we're gonna live it like in a day and age where we can't even tell what's real and fake no more. And then they're gonna use like a lot of like celebrity voices to, you know, like market shit to where they didn't even market that for themselves. Or like anything of them talking about a crazy story, but we just don't know. We're not going to know what's true and, you know, fake anymore.
For real.
It's going to get really hard. And we're going to miss the old days before AI. But what's crazy is like with our generation, we lived through like the beginning of the internet, like pretty much where nobody had the internet.
Yeah.
To the point where people started getting internet, to the whole world having access to the internet. And then we're at the stage now where we have access to artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, millennials, we were the last generation that lived on both sides of, like, pre-internet days and post-internet days. And
yeah, where nobody was connected to where everybody's connected. So we know what it's like. We're, like, the last generation that knows what it's like on both sides.
Yeah, that world before this.
Yeah, then
I kind of like it, though. I ain't gonna lie.
We know what it's like.
For the age of the internet, the World Wide Web.
Now, like, these new kids, they don't know what it's like to have the internet off.
This guy, I saw this video last year. There's this guy, he had a cell phone, I think. He's like, obviously he had a cell phone, but he was like recording out of his window, and there's like kids outside, and I guess he's like, yeah, their parents made him stay outside today because they're always in the house. He says, look at them. They don't know what they're doing. They're just standing around like...
Yeah, they're outside. They don't know what to do outside.
They were standing in a circle like kicking grass.
Somebody give him basketball. But yeah. There was this one other story a long time ago. I don't know what state it happened in, but it happened in the U.S. where this guy, he was playing TikTok, or this kid was playing TikTok, right? And then his sister got so annoyed, she like disconnected like the router, to where he lost access to the internet and he couldn't play like his Fortnite. So he put his sister like in a chokehold and he never let go. And she basically she died. Like he choked her out. Like she wasn't breathing no more. And then, you know, they call the cops and stuff. Like, what happens? Like, just she unplugged my internet and that's what I did. Choked her out, dude. Yeah, choked her out like till she was dead. Killed his little sister because she disconnected the router.
It was only a matter of time before it got to that point. Because some kids, them kids kill you if you take off, turn off. Where's the Wi-Fi? What are some videos we seen last year?
Yeah,
I've seen the Wi-Fi. I think
last get shot.
Year. Your kids fighting teachers because, or whatever, over cell phones, or... Look, when them kids are asking for Wi-Fi passwords, you know what time it is.
That's their lifeline, dude. That's like... You take that out, I don't know. They become a different animal.
Right. Cause I know when I was a kid, I probably stopped playing with toys like around maybe 11, 12 or whatever. Cause my mom was like, hey, we got to transition you out of this because you about to be preteen and can't be playing with toys no more. But nowadays it's like kids like clocking out at like 8. Like, I don't want toys no more. I want
like what toys? I want to get connected.
Right.
Give me that whole internet.
All
dark web too.
Right. I was like,
we're building an empire, stealing credit card numbers.
And look, they ain't got no, I think they ain't got stuff like live leaks and stuff no more, so they ain't got that. So.
It's worse now.
I mean, look, it's evolved. Easy to find it, man. Live leaks and Rotten.com, like Rotten.com was like, you specifically had to go to those sites. Now it's just like, you go on Reddit, you'll see somebody get, Twitter, you'll see somebody get destroyed, killed, you know?
Yeah, or like Discord, they have groups for that shit. you guys want to see a dead body? Yeah, it's like that times a million now. I gotta take a leak real quick. When we come back, I'm gonna do another story.
All right.
Be right back. All right, and we're back. All right, next story for the night. All right, so a supernatural creature sighting blamed for a mass hysteria incident at a Malaysian school.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know, Malaysia, they're known for a lot of these weird-ass paranormal activities that happen. And then a lot of it happens, like, in school, because what are they doing in school besides learning?
Trying to eat kids,
and the kids, like, always doing all these damn rituals and shit in the bathroom.
It's like a weak spot.
Bloody Mary, like, shut the hell up. Stop. Stop opening portals.
What about the class?
All right, so, like, a strange story out of Malaysia. A staggering 50 boarding students were overcome with hysteria, and one parent claims that this eerie event happened because of a supernatural creature sighting. Mm. So, according to administrators, 31 girls and 19 boys were affected by a contagious panic attack that caused them to scream and cry, while school officials offered no explanation for what was behind this bizarre case of mass hysteria. So like the students, right, they were just screaming, like, ah, like 50 kids just screaming, crying, like, they're like, what the hell's happening? Like, the officials like, what's happening to these kids? Like, why are they doing that? Like, is it like a, you know, like a prank or something? Like, are they all in on it? So, like, one of the mother students, she came for like a chilling claim. She said, like, her child saw a creature that resembles, like, her friend, like a doppelganger. So these kids saw duplicate versions of themselves, and then they freaked out. They're like, "What the fuck is happening?" So then this was the claim from one of the mothers of one of the students, because he said, "Hey, we saw another version of ourselves, but it wasn't us." And all the students were seeing like a copy of themselves.
The hell?
Yeah, and then they all freaked out. Like, of course they would cry, right? Like, everybody's seeing like a whole version of themselves, but doing like weird behaviors.
Probably got like eyes all black too or something crazy. Like, they ain't got like normal eyes.
Yeah, it's probably like you, but like the emo version that shopped at Hot Topic.
Right.
Wearing like the pants with all the damn chains on it.
And then it's all, and the bottom of the pants are wet.
Mm-hmm. And they have a little like the stuff they wear over their hands or the whole arm, like a Jeff Hardy.
Or like a sleeve.
Yeah, sleeve. Yeah, they wear like a little sleeve. What else? The big old pants. What'd you call those? Like parachute pants or UFO pants?
Jango pants.
Yeah.
Jango pants.
Yeah.
Oh my god! It's wet at the bottom, like all soaked.
And the necklace with all the balls, the ball necklace.
Oh my god! Then they got the wallet with the chain on it.
The wallet with the chain. Jeremy still has the wallet with the chain.
Oh, keeping it going, man! Don't stop.
Bob says, Jesus, because Bob, she was almost, like, in that phase, too. Like, she almost went emo, but I think she's, like, Bob was, like, one foot in, one foot out. She's, like, should I be emo or should I not? It's, like, I don't know, you know.
Let me dabble in this.
Yeah, I like, if you go emo, you got to go full emo. But she's, like, maybe just dabble a little bit, you know.
Don't be no poser.
Yeah, Bob, if you're going to go emo, spikes. You got to go full emo, you know.
Bob says spikes.
Yeah. With the spikes,
I can kind of see Bob being in that, you know, that in that world though.
Yeah, their makeup, everything's all dark and shit.
All right. No one understands me.
You guys don't understand. Like, do you understand yourself? Yeah. Then you can tell, like, the people that they went through the emo phase, and then when they got out, they're like, it's almost like they just took a nice deep cleanse shower. I was like, whoa, that's a different person.
It's weird to see, like, the people I grew up with who are now adults like us, got parents, you know, kids, all this shit going on, married, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look back, I'm like, oh man, you sold out to the man. You sold all the way out. That was just a phase. You just life is so unfair. Now you just corporate.
Yeah. Against the man. Now they're like with the man.
I am the man.
Yes, wow. But yeah, so like the Malaysian school, like still like till this day, like they don't really know what happened with these kids. So all the school officials did was they told them to stay home for a week to recover from whatever that they dealt with.
Mm.
Whatever it was.
a week. They sound like they need therapy.
Yeah, it sounds like, I think a lot of them were like probably tormented by some type of like a black magic, like if you believe in that. Like maybe like these children, they were dabbling in like magic and they probably got all fucked up. What do you think?
Messing around in the gym after closing hours. Mm-hmm. candles lit and is that five star demon portal drawn on the floor?
Yeah, the little pentagram or messing whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a pentagram, yeah.
What was that movie? The one with the girls, they did magic.
The Craft.
That was a good movie.
Man, everybody likes that movie, man. That movie's so good.
Shit. Like you know how they did that light as a feather, stiff as a board little trick, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of videos like online where people were doing that. Mm-hmm. And I saw some where they did actually levitate them. It looked like they levitate them, but I don't know.
Yeah. They put their hands underneath them and like, look, there's no strings.
I was like, whoa, what the hell? But there's like a lot of like games like where people, like these children are playing where they're actually trying to get contact with other entities on the other side. Like there's a lot of them where they use mirrors, right? Mm-hmm. Like for example, like the Bloody Mary thing. This was like something they even did a long time ago, like in the 70s. Because I heard like this other story of this. Supposedly, he calls himself like the High Wizard. He was. They gave him the title of the High Wizard after he did all this like fucked up shit as a child. Then he got invitation from Satan himself, right? Where they said, "Hey, we're gonna make you like a High Wizard." I think I should talk about the story like on Tuesday because it's super deep, yeah. And I believe his story. It's crazy because he was in like a Satanist group. Then he got out of it. And then he found the light and stuff. And then he told every little detail of what happened, like, with him. Like, this is, like, an old man talking, too. He has, like, a beard. He looks like an old fat dude. Looked like Jack Black. Mm-hmm. And he said, like, when he was a child, he was in kiddie porn. He admitted that, like, online.
Wow.
And at that time, yeah, right when I heard the story, like, where he said he was in a bunch of movies. Like, he was featured in a bunch of movies as a child. Like, where he was... He would perform like sexual acts like on other children, but and he was a child at that time too. Like he was maybe like 10, and then he did acts like with a girl that was like 8. And he told the whole story. This adult telling a story. So I was like, why would you tell a story like that if it wasn't true, right? Because you're basically putting yourself on the map right now.
You'd be crazy as hell if you didn't do it, and then you just wow, yeah.
Right. So he said like at that time he didn't know like he was doing like a featured film, like for adults. Because, he said other kids would write to him, like, in crayon. Like, he would get, like, letters, right, that's written in crayon. And then, like, he thought it was, like, kids writing to him. But then when he got older, it's like, this was adults writing to him in crayon. So he thought it was, like, a celebrity. Yeah, at that time, he thought it was, like, a celebrity. And then he realized later, it's like, oh, shit, he was fucking writing back to adults. Because he would write back to the adults, right? But he thought it was kids. He was like... Hey, Billy, don't forget to eat your vegetables. You know, but he was talking to an adult the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, hey, eat.
Yeah.
Should eat your broccoli.
Yeah, they're like, hey, write back to your fans. Like, yeah, eat your vegetables. But then, like, because, like, when the kids wrote in, like, to him, right, in crayon, they would tell, like, it's like, hey, we want to see you perform with this girl. Like, they would have, like, you know, like, say, hey, we wanted to see you perform with this other girl that's a little older. Weird stuff like that. And he didn't know it. And then when he got older, it's like, holy shit, these were adults the whole time in the 70s. And they said they gave him all these drugs. They got him addicted to all these drugs. And he was like, if I stop this now, I'm not going to get no more drugs. So he kept on doing all this crazy shit.
Just to get some more drugs.
Yeah, so eventually he got into magic, but... I'm going to talk about this on Tuesday because it's crazy.
What a journey, man. What the
it's
hell?
So wild. Like, I got freaking sucked in with that shit. I was like, this is a wild ass story. And then he became like a high wizard. Jesus. Yeah, magic. Real magic.
Stu Jersey, what up?
Yeah. So what's up, Stu? Yeah, like real magic, because he started to do like this magic, like, you know, with the whole like Bloody Mary shit or whatever. I don't know if that's the thing that he did, but he was able to like say a name like in the mirror, and then that the face that was all burnt up, it all showed up in the mirror, so he felt like he had power. He's like, damn, it's like I can make this face appear anytime. And he wasn't scared. He kept on doing it at home. He said he did it like 10, 12 times at home before he even went to school. Because he kept getting the face to show up in the mirror. And then later he's like, hey, could I like do this magic like in real life? To use it, you know, practical? Like, hey, can I get money off of this? And then he did some like magic spells. And then he got money. And then he got more money.
Like, can I pay bills?
He's like, holy shit, like, this magic shit is real. Then, you know, that caught his curiosity. And then he became, like, infatuated with magic. And that was, like, his thing.
There's Bloody Mary and Candyman. Oh, Candyman. I be thinking Candyman is not even a real folklore. But people, like, he's so infamous, you think, like, people been telling tales about Candyman for, like, hundreds of years.
Shit, like, dude, as a kid, right, I'd never even seen, like, the Candyman movie. But how, like, my siblings were talking about Candyman so much, like, I believe, like, that motherfucker's in the bathroom. So I got that scared. I was like, fuck that. I don't want to take a shower. Candyman's in there.
I wasn't until my 20s that I stopped being scared of Candyman. I mean, I'm not saying I'll walk in the bathroom right now. I have a respectful fear of it. I'm not going to walk in the bathroom and do it right now. But when I was scared, I mean, when I was younger, that movie horrified. I think it traumatized me because I had a fear of bees already. So it was, like, the perfect.
Yeah. Like, I'd never even, like, seen them. I've seen the movie now, but as a kid, I'd never seen the movie. I just heard stories on the playground about it. And the stories alone was scary. It's just like Bloody Mary. I don't even know, like, where that even came from, you know? But I know it was in the bathroom, and it was in the mirror. And I was like, okay, the bathroom, scary place. Like, even, like, my elementary, like, out in L.A., the damn bathroom is so damn creepy, dude. It's like you go pee, there's not really like lights, it's like lights, but it's like an amber orange light. It wasn't like you could barely see anything. It was amber orange, like barely any light. I was like, this is like the creepiest bathroom I've ever seen. Yeah. I've never seen a bathroom like this before. Even till this day, like, you don't just, it's like a bathroom you see in a scary movie.
Have you yet to see a subway bathroom as bad as that? Or?
No, not even like they have lights where you actually see. This shit was like dim. It was so dim, like all you could see is like just enough for you to take a leak.
The only thing that was missing was a sign on the wall that said candy.
Then I remember some kids. They were in there. They're like, they looked in the mirror. They're like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And then like the kid at the end, he would turn the light off. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
This.
Yeah, but like they never stayed like the whole time to where you can actually see something like in the mirror.
Man, hell no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, everybody ran out. I was like, okay, it's fake. No, we didn't see nothing. It's like, yeah, everybody fucking ran out. Nobody wants to see that shit.
I would smash the windows. Well, like
mirrors, I think you gotta say like 11 times, because Bob saying, or how many times was it? I think you say like 11 times, like in the mirror. And then you turn the light off, you turn it back on, and then you see, like, the burn victim. Try it.
Mirrors scare me anyways. This sounds like I'll look at a mirror, and I'll, like, see myself out the corner of my eye. Like, I swear to God, if I look back and it's still looking this way.
Yeah, I think about that, too. I was like, oh, shit.
Ow.
That mirror world, they didn't clock in. They forgot I turned around.
Right.
Yeah. Is that it, or you got another story?
I think that's it.
All right. We should be good.
Could be. Thanks. So. Let me see.
All right. Well, we got another episode in like 2 days.
You're right. Quick turnaround.
Bob says, yeah, I don't have mirrors in the room. Yeah, that's like forbidden for me. I'm never going to have mirrors in the bedroom.
Never. At least not like on the ceiling type shit.
Oh, you guys want to see Lizzie before we clock out?
Oh, yeah.
There she is.
Lizzie McGuire. Oh, my. Oh.
Whoa, we got proton hair.
I just want to put you in the bun and eat you.
Yeah, proton hair.
Oh, she got some big paws, man. Oh, welcome. Welcome to the family. Oh, she's too cute.
Bob says, where's her dress?
What's her dress?
Bob got her all of his clothes.
What?
But now it's like super hot in the house because the AC is like broken.
Oh, so bad time to break.
Yeah, we gotta get new AC.
Damn, good luck with that, man. Oh, I know the feeling.
Sounds painful.
Awesome.
All right. We'll catch you guys in a few days. So then I'm going to be talking about the whole guy's story, like the High Wizard, his whole story. Then I'm going to get some videos, and that shit's crazy.
Yo,
this dude was like an adult when he was a child. He already did way more shit than us. The 70s was wild because it wasn't like documented like that, you know?
Nah, man. The 70s was shady. That was a year where like serial killers were everywhere and people were getting kidnapped. It was a wild time.
Yeah, getting kidnapped. Like, that's the real kidnapped era.
It really is.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Chris back.
Yes, sir. We're
doing shows every week again for now. All right, guys. We'll catch you guys next week in a few days. Peace out. Adios.
See ya.